Dude, I was in the absolute pinnacle of religiousness yesterday.
Oh.
Shannon was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I was in Alabama. We flew down to Alabama. It was one night. We got up early in the morning, flew
You
down
went to,
there.
you were a black church in Alabama?
Wasn't even a black church, bro.
Wasn't a black church.
No, this was a. So it was my babe's younger cousin. And he, so black dude married a white chick.
Married a honky in
Married
Alabama?
honky. Well,
Watch out now.
she's from Tejas.
They're still not big fans, I don't think.
Tejas honky, dude.
Yeah.
But they were from like a like the church they were in. So all the groom. So you've seen a wedding. It's like, you know, bride, groom, priest, or whoever saying the vows, and then there's like all the bridesmaids and groomsmen. Everyone's kind of like just sitting there all silently. There was a dude playing like religious, like folk, like cool, like new, you
Oh,
like new
God,
Christian rock.
Christians are so fucking gay.
Dude, it was just like,
It's so
you are
gay.
the way. And like the bride, the whole time, like they were breaking a song, and the whole groom party would just like sway and dance and like hold their hands up and praise. Dude, it was, and the minister the
What?
whole time was like, dude, it was, we walked in like 5 minutes late, and I looked at Brittany. I was like, what the, she's like, shut up, shut up. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, shut up.
So it was like a mega church?
It was like a small, it was like a small ver it would have been like a small version of a mega church. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
like I was hanging around. It was mega church vibes for sure.
Oh my God.
And it was like, dude, I get in there and I'm like, what the? And like some of her family's like pretty religious too.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to talk shop after the ceremony. I'm like, yo, you fucking see that? And the one guy was like in the wedding. I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot you're all about that shit too. My bad.
Dude, I've been to weddings like that. My ex went to Messiah College
Okay.
in Mechanicsburg, which is like a super Christian, and so whenever her friends got married, they got married in those types of like weird Christian churches where they like sing. Like one of the groomsmen was like he honored them by singing a song. One of the groomsmen. So like the best
Whoa.
man was like, "I have a song to sing." And he said, he's like, "How awesome is our God?" Like it was shit like that. Like
Dude,
guys, how cool is our God?
that was the whole the ceremony was
Ugh.
fast, dude. Dude, these are youngins still. So they're in this like, and I'm the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, I guess this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to like totally believe in God, get married when you're 22.
No.
And I'm watching this just like, dude, this is fucking crazy. Because the dude's like a little older saying like the vows, or the guy like leading the whole thing. And he was the chapel, whatever that was called, deacon. And he's just like, yeah, like I know you love God so much. And so does your wife, and you guys just love God. And then they like break out into a song, like God is the best ever. And dude, this
Oh.
one guy was playing the guitar, and they'd all like the whole bridal party would be like pointing to the sky and like, "Yes, you are God." And I was
Oh
watching
my
this, like,
God, dude.
what?
Yeah, you got to give the Catholics some credit. They're
Yeah.
just like, all right, shut the fuck up. We're going to say weird shit, but no one believes it. Just shut up. Just everyone be quiet and sad.
We know this is weird. Let's just get it
Just
over
be
with.
fucking awkward and quiet for an hour and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. But so there was that dynamic going on. Super
Dudes
like,
with like tucked in button downs and into like khakis, like hopping up and down and being like, guys, how cool is God? That
dude,
sucks.
it was so weird. And the whole
Fuck
time,
them.
I had just read dude, that book I read, it was no, yeah, the book talks about Moby Dick and how like the idea behind Moby Dick was like they think Melville was getting at this thing where like the best you can do is just whatever kind of religion thing you're around, just participate in it and just like live on the surface of it. Be like, whatever, this shit's weird. If you try to think about all of it too much, it blurs out into this white that's just like totally unidentifiable. So he was like, you know, you should. So I'm like trying. I'm like, I think I could get into this. And I'm like watching it. I'm like, this is just too fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
I can't. I wanted to so badly. But dude, it also like, so I'm watching the whole time, like seeing like, you know, little like, I'm just waiting for their faces to show me some sign of like them just thinking something like fucked up or something. I don't know. So, you know, but we got into the wedding. Then there was a black white dynamic. So there's like super Christian dynamic. And then there's like a dude, I don't know if you've ever seen a bunch of black people watch white people do the chicken dance. That was the funniest thing
Was the
I've
wedding fun? Was the party fun? Or like, was that still
kind
weird?
of.
You can't wash that off after that mess.
Well,
That stink
the
is still
weird. So the
on.
weird part was the super mega Christianity, like, was on. Like it was possessed and rep by a lot of the white people and some of the black people. And then there were some of the black people and some of the. Well, I don't know. I don't know if many of the white people who were there who were like, that wasn't weird as fuck. I think I was the only white person there who were like, what the fuck was that? And then I was at a table with a decent amount of black people who were like, dude, that was so fucking weird. So
Oh,
then.
so it was the black people from Chicago?
Yeah,
All
it
right.
was like my girlfriend's cousins and
So they were
stuff.
probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but some of them even are like real into that shit. Because her one cousin I started talking to about it, and Brittany kind of looked at me like, dude, chill. Because he was like, he's all about that shit, dude. And I was like, oh, my bad.
That's, dude, almost the exact same thing. I was in a hotel at the fucking reception at a table of people that I didn't know, just sitting there like, huh? What the fuck? And they were all like, that was cool. Like, shit, like I would say something, and they'd be like, whoa, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, they shut me down pretty. I got shut down pretty. Anytime I was like.
If I swore or some shit like that, they were like.
Well, that was the weird thing I saw. They were like fully. So they did the chicken dance, which is the funniest fucking thing in the world. I was sitting at a table with black people watching white people do a chicken dance, and they were sincerely going like, what is that, Matt? What are they doing? And like people were like getting up and leaving. They were like so offended.
They were upset by the chicken dance.
They were upset by the chicken dance. They're like, Matt, what is this? And it was, well, it's weird. I've been to like a white black wedding before. And it's like through no fault of anyone's, I don't think, it devolves into a dance off every single time. Nobody dances. Everyone gets in a circle and they just like, we'll just like watch people dance. And it gets into this like hypercharged environment of like, everyone's like, it's like competitive at some point. It's so, dude, it's the weirdest fucking thing. I was just watching it. And of course, like,
how
high
were you?
So here's the other thing. Yeah, the other layer on top of everything. Yeah. I'm definitely the highest person there.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm gonna be called out to the dance floor with Brittany. I'm like, this sucks. I'm like chugging red wine, dude. I'm drinking red. I'm trying to break the mental barrier of just being like, whatever, I'm not even gonna think about this, which apparently was impossible. So I started hitting my vape pen. Like I was hitting my vape pen. Like I was
trying to escape.
Like I was smoking. I was literally trying to escape, dude. I was trying to smoke like my vape pen. Like it was DMT. I was just like, I was outside just ripping this thing. Finally, it all caught up with me. And her grandmom was, dude, this lady's like 80 years old.
Yeah.
She's like, Matt, do you dance? And I'm like, oh yeah, I love dancing. She was just like, do you want to dance with me? And I was like, no.
No.
I was like, no, not right now.
No.
And everyone's
way.
Like, what the fuck? You're not going to dance with our grandma? I'm like, does she really want to dance? I'm like, give me a minute, man. Come on. And people are like breaking my balls. Like, that's fucked up, man. You don't tell our grandma you're not going to dance with her. And I'm like, all right. So then finally, like hours go by, and her one aunt got me up and we started dancing. Of course, dude, and I knew this was going to happen. I had to dance like a table of people who were just watching me laughing, and I'm like, this fucking sucks. And then I went and got a grandma.
Did you grind with them?
Well, the problem was
they twerk?
The grandma needed a cane, so I'm holding her hands, but she kept falling back, so I'm like, here, and I like took her back.
Ooh.
But I think I was like so fucking drunk and stoned by this point, I think I was thrashing her around a little bit.
You shook her around.
I think I shook her up a little too much. People were like, whoa, come on, no, that's enough. Yeah, man, and then like
drunk.
I wasn't even that drunk. That wine was doing nothing to me, dude. Totally, dude. The blood, the BOC did nothing to me.
I got hammered. After that dude got crushed, I honored his life.
Only way you knew how.
I chipped my tooth on a beer.
Did you?
Yeah, you can't really see it. Front left.
That's all you can do, dude.
Yeah, I raised a glass too quick and chipped my tooth.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a fun night. But so you jarred this lady, you shook her around.
Shook her around, you know. It's a weird thing. I was like getting yelled at by Brittany for being like, you're being too rough. And I'm like, I'm holding her up. She's going to fall over. But I'm like, she's looking at my face like, how high are you? And I'm like, I'm not even high. What are you talking about? I literally couldn't move my face. Like I couldn't make a facial expression other than just like being awestruck. Just being like, oh.
Yeah, man.
So then, then I just watched the whole time. It was just this like her cousin was DJing. Her cousin did a really good job. Was playing all these really good songs, but they had a preordained list that she had to play certain songs. So like, dude, I was watching this being like, damn, dude, this is very like a sociological study. It's like black people start dancing, like, oh, we're having a good time. And like white people come out in a pack and like at one point they did an organized like practice dance number together, which I'm like, that's kind of
what the groomsmen.
Yeah, but like all of them, they didn't organize it was like 14 people.
Yeah.
They all go to this is like almost like a cult. They're all in this church. So they had time to like put together a 4-minute dance number. And then it's like you're watching like white dudes who I can only, maybe I'm projecting this on them, but I think are maybe a little on edge about like dancing in front of black people, which I'm slightly nervous, dude. I mean, obviously I'm over it now. I fucking, you know, it was fun. But I feel like because you are getting judged. I'm at the table watching them watch white people dance, and I'm like laughing. It's like this is hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, fuck, now I have to go out there. And I
don't
know when.
Have to go.
I don't know why
you keep dancing.
I don't
Stop
know when
dancing.
White people lost the ability. This bothers me. I have a very Apollonian temperament, dude. I'm like a big world joiner. I can't help it, dude. It's just how I am. So I'm like in my head, I'm like, dude, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like so stoned, like, what happened to white people, dude? Why can't we dance? And then
I was just saying, when we were watching that Brony thing, I was like, why do people dance this way?
What happened, dude?
How do people dance this way?
I think because I was at one point I was watching, well, white people dance in 15-second bursts. you like dance for 2 seconds and you go like, ha, ha, you like look at your friend in the eye like, ha, ha, and you laugh, and then you jump back into it. But it was something very Viking like, a way like white people would descend on the dance floor and start like fucking moving in these really short, hard, like stiff, powerful movements that I was like, I'm watching like, dude, this is kind of like weird and like kind of intimidating.
Berserkers.
They were berserkers, dude.
They're going berserk for
and then
a second.
And then you'd watch like, and then the black dudes would go out and, you know, the black lady, whatever, they'd all go out and start dancing. It was like, her one cousin went out and danced. Like, they kept doing that circle shit where they like circle them, do like the Soul Train line. I'm like, this is crazy. But he like fucking killed it for like a straight minute and a half. And you could tell that killed the morale on the dance floor. Everyone kind of stopped. Everyone kind of stopped and was just like, and they hit the chicken dance, dude, and it was over. That's the state of Texas came and repped the chicken dance.
The chicken dance.
I was getting elbows from 360 degrees. Like, Matt, what the hell? Matt, what is that? Matt, what are your people doing?
They
were
doing the chicken dance.
Pretty much.
They were elbowing you.
That's how it starts. Dude, they were like, the people were genuinely like upset watching white people do the chicken dance, being like, what the
that
fuck?
That is an off-putting scene. I would have been upset as well. Saw someone do the chicken dance, I'd be like, all right, these can't be our friends. If any of you are listening to this and do a fucking organized dance at your wedding, well, not just the chicken dance.
Cupid
I'm talking
shuffle.
About,
they kill the Cupid Shuffle.
Fuck that, too. But if you do a
I got out of the Cupid Shuffle. I was like, no.
If your groomsmen do a dance, or, I mean, bridesmaids, I'll forgive, because women have dog brains.
Sure.
But men, if you go do that fucking dance as a group, you are gay. Your friends are gay.
Banished to hell, you're saying?
You need to stop watching The League on FX or whatever you guys all jerk off to and get a life. If you do a synchronized dance,
well, that's
to stop.
The other thing. Viral clips are like kind of like you want to kind of go viral, like the mother daughter dance.
What sucks about doing a viral dance is you end up having the fucking Harlem Shake on your fucking home video of your wedding.
I know.
You do a viral craze that was popular for 30 days.
Yeah.
Just when you got married.
Well, it's not.
That sucks.
That's true. It's really weird. But it used to be like you'd watch TV and you're like, all right, that's what people do at weddings. I'm going to do that. Now you watch weddings on the internet and you're like, oh, we have to have like a surprise.
Yeah, the brother daughter, like, or the father daughter dance is like they start out slow dancing and then they break into it. The DJ's like, you know, start spinning the record.
They obviously did that, dude.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. They did do that?
Well, they did during the mother son dance. They broke into like a little dance. Father-daughter was just a slow-mo, just nice and easy, meat and potatoes, dude, nothing, not showing off at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of the weirder experiences I've had. And then, dude, so I'm walking around being like, the bride and groom were young. So I'm like, bro, God is the ultimate pimp. Because I got real into the mechanics of like the transaction of the bride while I was there and like watching all this stuff. And I was like, imagine back then, like, you want to fuck? Because I'm pretty sure they were both virgins. So
nice.
It's like, yeah, which was, dude, I'm telling you, they were up there and they were like, you could see that they wanted to fuck so bad, which is another awkward thing.
That's nice.
They were like, I mean, it was, and it was also
that's
kind
as
of
God
like,
isn't, that's as God intended it, Matthew.
Well,
don't,
dude,
come on, man.
That's an ultimate pimp game. It's like, you want to fuck? You got to pay. So you have to pay the church as a human being to fuck or else you die and go to hell. That's pimping, dude.
Yeah.
And if you get to be like the ambassador of that and being like, okay. Because all that was a transit. Like, dude, you would get a daughter and you'd be like, as soon as you got a daughter, like, all right, as long as she's not a slut, I'll make like $500 off her at some point. I just have to completely make sure she doesn't be a slut. And then some dude's going to come out who wants to come so bad, dude, so bad. And then you're going to be like, you like my daughter? $500. And then the church gets a cut and it's like, dude, that's like how empires were built.
Yeah.
Every person in the world wanted to come. And if you come, you lose and you're in hell and like everyone hates you. I was, and again, I'm at the wedding, then Brittany's like, dance with me. And I'm like, Brittany, you have to understand, I just can't dance right now. I'm too deep in the matrix right now.
You couldn't dance with her?
I mean, we did a little bit. I danced with her grandma more than I danced with her.
Really?
Yeah, I danced with her grandma. And she let me off the hook, dude. I sat there for the most part and just chilled at the table. There's a lot of dudes who just sit there and they put their foot down and they don't dance.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I know.
And then I make runs to the free bar.
Yep.
Get fogged up.
And hit the dance floor.
No dance floor.
Never.
Might walk through. Give everybody a fucking wave. Be like, yeah, I'm here. And then I sit back down or stand. I usually find the dads. Usually find the cool dads.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
That's another thing I'm bad at.
Talk
like,
shit on all the other families.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Well, then like, I hate to do that because then like, I was sitting there yesterday. Like, she's talking to a bunch of girls and I see like a dude. And I'm like, is this like are we making an agreement to like talk to each other now all night so neither of us feel awkward? Like,
oh, yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, but, like, I start thinking about
Don't read into it.
Yeah, I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, but it was, I mean, it was fun. I did have fun. The food was good. You know, I like to dance.
What was the food like?
Barbecue, bro. So good. It was buffet style barbecue. Pork and chicken, green beans, barbecue sauce, mashed taters, dude. Woo.
Oh, my God.
A big old plate.
I would have put a fucking hurting on that.
And I came home and ordered people pizza, dude. So I order
what's
like
people pizza?
I ordered a couple people pizza. I ordered like, we had like four people in our room. So.
Oh, you ordered people pizza.
I ordered the people in my room pizza.
You ordered pizza.
Yeah.
That's how that.
Sorry. I ordered people
That's how
pizza.
People say that.
Well, I ordered myself a pizza and everyone came. So I was like, fuck, I got some extra pie.
You ordered some pizzas.
Yeah, I ordered some Zaz, dude.
You ordered people pizza.
I ordered people pizza. Mellow Mushroom, dude. Mellow Mushroom
What's
pizza.
Mellow Mushroom?
It was this pizza place down there, dude. It was like obviously in reference to hallucinogenic mushrooms. So like everywhere, there's big statues of like chill ass mushroom people. Like whoa, and you go in, you're like, oh, I have a pizza. Fucking like we did here with mushrooms everywhere.
Yeah.
It was fucked. That was good too.
Was it gluten free pizza?
I got a gluten free for myself.
They sell gluten free pizza in Alabama.
That's what I was saying. I was like, Brittany, I'm basically gonna go into ketosis down here because there is nothing, dude. All they had down there was just food for me. I ate nonstop. There was like a Puerto Rican sandwich place I ate at. Fantastic.
Mm.
Alabama surprised me, dude.
Really?
A lot of tasty. I was like trying to half talk Brittany into going. I was like, we should come back. She's like, what the fuck are we going to come back here for? I'm like, there's a lot of good places for me to eat.
Yeah. Nothing like a good interracial couple in Montgomery, Alabama.
That was another thing, dude. It's
a good place for you guys.
We went out to fucking lunch. I forgot where we were. Because we flew down and went right down there. We went out to lunch. Dude, we pulled up and an old white lady just literally looked at us and went like, ugh. Visibly went, ugh.
I mean, you are throwing it in their face a little.
Dude, what do you want us to do?
Come on, man. Just don't go to Montgomery. You're really fucking spiking the football in the end zone on that one. You're like, oh, you guys are blowing up churches or whatever? Nah.
Dude, we got to
fuck. This is my girlfriend and we fuck, lady.
That was so fucking funny, yeah. Man. I pulled up and Brittany's like, did you see that? I'm like, maybe she's, I'm like, she definitely looked at you and was like, fuck, here we go.
Yeah,
food was. We went in. The waitress was really nice, but everyone in there was on eggshells, dude. It was bizarre. I was like, "Damn, dude."
I think there are a lot of black people in that town, though.
There are, dude.
Yeah,
there are.
So I mean, they're not.
But
like
they keep it. I think they keep it pretty
segregated.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean,
but
that's
you
like,
can tell that was the other thing too. When I was at the wedding, I was watching. There was like such an effort to like, I don't know, man, to like kind of try to like deracialize the situation. Like I was watching people talk to each other, and especially like I feel like white people want to not be racist. It's just like,
yeah,
if you try to like engage other people, you just come off as really weird as a replacement. So it's like I was watching the guy being like, couldn't have been a better family to join in. This is just the best. And it's like, so I'm like, well, I'm
there's some better families.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, couldn't be a better, but it's also,
so wait, did they separate the tables? Because the tables had to be mostly black, mostly white.
So what
mostly
they did, here's what they did.
Probably
now,
looked like a checkerboard from
now,
above.
Now I know why they did this.
Yeah.
They didn't assign seating. Because Brittany's like, why the fuck wouldn't they assign seating?
They should have assigned seating.
Well, dude.
Because if you leave it up to the people, typically it gets segregated.
I mean, it obviously did.
Yeah.
But, well, technically, not me. I was fucking.
Why don't you pat yourself on the back? Why don't you pat yourself on the back a little more, man?
Dude, it was It was interesting on so many levels, dude. I was like, dude, the religious level, there's a weird racial level. And then there's like everything, like the normal shit. Like, you know, when you're there and there's another family at a wedding, like obviously like this family fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You instantly kind of hate them. Like, what a bunch of fucking losers.
Dude. Why did they suck?
I'm just saying, whenever I go to a wedding for my family.
I know, but this particular time, did you see a family that sucked?
No, but there's always a tension. So that was
between the two families?
Yeah, there was like that tension was also.
I think my family, the Gillises are the family that sucks.
Really?
Because I don't think we ever, there's never that. It's always just like, let's see who can get the most fucked up.
Yeah, but it's also, you're looking at the other family, like what a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I think we must be the, we're not. I'm
so
not,
that's, my family is the same thing.
Yeah.
We suck. Like, we're like a...
Yeah,
we're,
you guys are shitty people.
Yeah, we're kind of shitty.
While you're there, you're just like, whoa.
Well, like, while everyone's trying to do,
let's
like...
let's get crazy.
Everyone's trying to do the speech. We're like, shut up.
Yeah. Exactly. I told you when I did
boo.
My cousin's wedding, when I was like, may your love live forever, like Frank's dead tooth. And no one laughed. My aunt was like, Jesus.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, it was funny watching, like, any of the perceived slights... kind of took on. Like, I was trying to talk to Brittany about this at the wedding, and I was just so high, like, whoa, Brittany, like, people say it's not, but it is coming together. It's just going to be awkward for a really long time. She's like, shut up, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm like, okay, I'll pull the car around. No problem.
Yeah, I'm going to go drive. Whoa, I'm in a spaceship.
Dude, the pizza place was fucking 2 minutes from our hotel. I got lost and ended up on the highway, and I was like, that was horrible. Our whole family's in the hotel, like, where's Matt at? And I was just like, I'll be right there. But yeah, it was fun. So
nice.
That was my day. That was just a day and a night.
Nice.
But dude, I'm telling you, there's something to it. God's fucking pimping.
God is pimping.
God's pimping. He's been pimping. If you buy into it, that's the most airtight hustle in the world. Yeah. Death, getting pussy. But now people don't believe in it, and it's just like, that was weird. Yeah. You are the only one for me.
Yeah, there's always that weird, like, real sexual undertone, too, with all, like, the Christian shit, where they're like, and tonight you'll become one. Like, yeah. It's like, all right, man. Like, I, oh, the one I went to, the bride's dad was the fucking pastor, and he was saying shit like that. He was saying, like, sexuals, and he's like, have a lot of kids. Like, be very fruit. She's, behold, your fruitful bride. And I was like, ew, dude. That's your daughter. Stop talking about her fruits.
Do you think like a super religious dude is like catching a beat and like just thinks about how fruitful his daughter's going to be? And then it's like, that's the devil. And like stops jerking off.
He probably lets the devil finish. You think afterwards he's like, damn it.
Damn it. Yet again.
Damn it. I cussed. The devil's in me.
Well, that was funny too.
As soon as you get the jizz out, the devil's out of you.
For sure.
The devil jizz
is what the devil.
Devil
is. Yeah,
jizz is the devil.
It was funny watching like the Christians like listen to like popular. They're like Travis Scott came on. They were like singing along, knew all the words, and I was just like, "How do you guys fucking put these together?"
Yeah, like,
yeah, it was weird. Either I don't think they're thinking that much though.
Obviously not. Obviously, there's not a lot of thought going into what the fuck they're doing.
I know the song. Yeah, it was weird, man. It was like
Christians going into sicko mode.
Yeah, it was literally. Yeah, it was weird, dude. They knew all the words, and it was like any other wedding I've ever been to, you know, just the weird racial undertone, Christian undertone, and then, like, dude, I was there for the shit talk sesh afterwards, in the back, like, after in the telly, dude, everyone's like, do you see this one, this person said this, and da-da-da, and it was just like, it was wild.
I don't remember, I don't ever make it to the shit talk sesh.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't get it.
I'm usually, by the end of the reception, I'm out.
There was no liquor, that was the thing. It was just beer and wine.
So was it like, a cash bar or?
Nah. It was
kind of surprises me.
Why?
Figured it would be cash bar. But those Christians, they're like, we're not going to pay for you to imbibe.
I was thinking that. But now, they just drank like Miller Lights, BOC, some Blood of Christ. Okay. Yeah, they drank some Lachey's, Blood of Christ, white wine. The fact they didn't have any alcohol, I think that was, they didn't want any spirits.
Yeah.
That was definitely like a hard Christian move. Those dudes can't have liquor.
Yeah.
I think that's, they just, the devil, dude.
Think of like the grown men like sitting outside being like, one guy's hammered and he's just like, I just don't know if I believe anymore. He's like, come on, brother. We all suffer with that.
Dude, I told you I went to a wedding one time where the groom went outside and cried for like half the fucking party. Ugh. He went outside and he's like, I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I'd be outside like, what the
fuck? What was he crying about? Getting married?
He like, he just was having, he didn't know if like, he was having like second thoughts. He had been nervous the whole time. He didn't want to be the center of attention. So he like went outside and cried the entire, I was like going back then I was smoking joints pretty religiously. So I was like outside smoking joints. I was watching this guy cry and he was like in recovery. So he couldn't like drink or anything. And he was like, I don't know what to do. And I was just watching it. While I was watching him outside. Just like, yeah.
How'd you know him? Was it like,
is my ex-wife's friend, some bullshit. Chicks, some Ginzo wedding, dude.
When you go to your girl's friend's wedding, it's always corny.
Oh.
Girl's friends suck.
Yeah, man.
Typically.
Yeah.
I went to two with my ex and 0-for-2 on those weddings. Both weird Christian weddings. Both, like, again, at the table, I'd say something and everybody'd be like, whoa, man.
Yeah,
it's, you know, I'd be like, I'd suck that groom's dad's dick. And they're like, whoa, man. I thought it was a wedding.
You guys can't have fun.
No, we're having fun, dude.